From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Helen Hong, Roxanne Roberts, and Alonzo Bowden. And your host, the softest working man in show business, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill slurps his Ryman noodles in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Helen, New York City recently allowed its restaurants to seat up to 35% capacity in indoor dining, but one restaurant is filling the empty space by doing what?
Oh, geez. Haven't we already gone through this? I need a hint, Peter.
Is that Abraham Lincoln over there at the corner table? And is he melting?
Melting? Oh, wax figures?
Yes. They are seating wax figurines of famous people from Madame Tussauds.
What?
That's what they're doing. Sitting in an empty restaurant can feel lonely and awkward. So Peter Luger Steakhouse in New York is filling their empty chairs with giant wax dolls. Oh, great. Now I feel lonely, awkward, and creeped out. You can see Jimmy Fallon, Roker, Audrey Hepburn.
These are actual wax figures from Madame Tussauds.
Yes. Apparently, it's so people can feel maybe that they're eating dinner with the glitterati, even though they're inanimate figures.
I'm not quite sure. Steakhouse, meaning there's open flame around.
Yes, exactly.
So you literally could melt Jimmy Fallon down.
Aren't all the wax figures standing figures? Do they have
that's kind of amazing. They had to like stand them next to the oven for a little while until they could bend them into the seats, I guess.
if you think about it, though, all they really need is the head. They just need the head.
Oh, I see what you mean. They just need the head and then they attach it.
They just need the head. They could use mannequins dressed in clothes and then just maybe creepy wax hands. And the head.
Wow.
That's not even more creepy. Let's get some mismatched mannequin body and stick somebody's random head on it and let's sit them next to you during your amuse-bouche.
Case you care, they have John Hamm dressed in costume from Mad Men standing next to the
bar. Oh, you know what? I wasn't on board until now.
Okay. Now you're on board. Roxanne.
Yes.
After Prince Harry destroyed his relationship with the royal family, including his own father and brother, brought scandal to the palace and increased calls for the royal family's abolition, he has announced what he will be doing next. What career is Prince Harry going to pursue?
Oh, I love this so much. He's going to be a chief impact officer.
For what?
For a health company.
I'll give it to you. Yes, he is going to be the chief impact officer of a life coaching company. So he's going to be a life coach. Now, we know that Tyler Perry won't let them stay in his mansion forever, but really? Life coaching? As you say, Roxanne, technically, he will be the, quote, chief impact officer of Better Up, a life coaching and mental health firm. Chief impact officer, of course, sounds like what a fifth grader says he is right before punching you hard in the arm and laughing. And we just, I mean, and Prince Harry is very serious about this.
He doesn't see the irony or the ridiculousness of being like, yeah, let me give you some advice. Just be born into a royal family.
Exactly. I mean, imagine the life coaching you'll get from Prince Harry. It's like, you want to have everything handed to you in a silver platter. Every now and then you'll have a picnic while fox hunting.
he's a prince of a guy.
He really is. He'll be like, oh, it sounds like you're having a hard time. Have you thought about talking to Oprah about it?
Maybe it's a reverse thing, where you come see him and tell him what real life is like. And he's just like, wow, really? Wait a minute. You wait in lines? You pay for things?
Alonzo, artificial intelligence has rapidly improved over the last few years. But according to the programmer who created a particular field in AI, it really hasn't gotten a lot better at coming up with what?
I know there was something about emotions. They can't duplicate emotions?
There's no better way of giving you a hint than to give you an example of one of the things that these computers came up with. Bill?
Your eyes are like two rainbows and a rainbow of eyes. I can't help but stare.
Pickup lines?
Pickup lines, yes! Janelle Shane is an AI researcher who a couple of years ago trained a kind of artificial intelligence called a neural net to generate pickup lines. And she has decided to try it again to see if the computers have gotten any better at it. And apparently the computers are still trudging home from bars alone. Here is a selection from the cutting edge of computer-generated pickup lines.
I once worked with a guy that looked just like you. He was a normal human with a family. Are you a normal human with a family? Hey, my name is John Smith. Will you sit on my bread box while I cook? Or what? Is there some kind of speed limit on that thing?
Can I just say, as yes. someone who is single and who does online dating, some of those are actually better than some of the DMs that I encounter in my
really?
Life. Really? So, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. They're... That's better than half the DMs that I get now. So, yeah.
Hey, good looking. Why?